The canopy, which is to be borne over your majesty in the procession, is waiting, announced the chief master of the ceremonies. I'm quite ready, answered the emperor. Do my new clothes fit well? Asked he, turning himself round again before the looking glass, in order that he might appear to be examining his handsome suit. The lords of the bedchamber, who were to carry his majesty's chain, felt about on the ground as if they were lifting up the ends of the mantle, and pretended to be carrying something, for they would by no means betray anything like simplicity or unfitness for their office. So now the emperor walked under his high canopy in the midst of the procession, through the streets of his capital, and all the people standing by and those at the windows cried out, "Oh, how beautiful are our emperor's new clothes! What a magnificent train there is to the mantle, and how gracefully the scarf hangs!" In short, no one would allow that he could not see these much admired clothes, because in doing so, he would have declared himself either a simpleton or unfit for his office. Certainly none of the emperor's various suits had never made so great an impression as these invisible ones. "But the emperor has nothing at all on," said a little child. "Listen to the voice of innocence," exclaimed his father, and what the child had said was whispered from one to another. "But he has nothing at all on," at least cried out all the people. The emperor was vexed, for he knew that the people were right. But he thought the procession must go on now, and the lords of the bedchamber took greater pains than ever to appear holding up a train, although in reality there was no train to hold.